Thank you, Madam Chair, and a very good morning to all who are present and also those following this review by webcast. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Santos Pais for his presentation to us this morning of the report and also prompting the preparation, ensuring that we have this report before us and that we're able to discuss it. Mr. Santos Pais has for a number of years now provided diligent service as a special rapporteur on follow-up to views, and I think this is really a crucial role of our committee that has been developing, as he's described, over the years. It is a crucial role, and as has been said, there is no systematic tracking of the implementation of this committee's views. But using this process to track the application of at least some of our views is nevertheless extremely important. We need to have this feedback on the impact of our views on state parties to the optional protocol. And we know overall that our views have had a significant, a tangible or a demonstrable impact in many state parties. And this process allows us to provide examples of progress and also where shortcomings are still prevailing at a very granular, practical level. So this process will hopefully also spark further action by states to provide the remedies that we decide upon in our views. Regarding our views in the case concerning Colombia, these are well prepared, the points on follow-up A through F. I did have a number of comments because regarding paragraph A on the performance of an independent, thorough, and effective investigation, when I read the information available, it crossed my mind that C would also be applicable here, although perhaps not entirely. The state party has mentioned generally that efforts are still underway to search and locate the victims, but there's a lack of specific and concrete measures that are being taken by the state party in this regard. The state party hasn't shown much urgency, despite this investigation having been started some two decades ago. And also, other efforts have been very preliminary and have not been implemented. It's a proposal to set up a technical roundtable on establishing a channel for dialogue and collaboration. This is a step toward the achievement of our views, but I must say one would have expected over this period of time further action by the state party involved. Also, on paragraph F, ensure that any forced disappearances give rise to effective investigations. I think it's also conceivable here that we could reconsider a lower level of feedback to the state party concerned. The state party refers to the UBPD, a unit devoted for searching for missing persons. But the scope of work and the mandate of this particular unit lacks specificity, and the state party hasn't demonstrated if it has been effective to any degree since its establishment. So there has been an institution established, but we are really unclear from the information presented about its effectiveness, its impact on the ground, if you will. So having said this, I can go along given Mr. Santos Pais's explanation for his choice of B assessments for each of these paragraphs, but I wanted to point out that there could be further steps taken, more robust steps taken, in order to implement our views by the state party, and once again, really to give heartfelt support and thanks to Mr. Santos Pais for what he's done for this report, but what he has done generally in order for us to be able to ensure follow-up to views, our discussions, and also our sense of impact in the countries concerned. Thank you, Madam Chair.